Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, handling your cattle in a way that's acceptable to consumers. We're back on that subject today in just a moment. Go All Out sums up the FFA career of Gatlin Squires, the 2015 State Secretary of the Oklahoma FFA. This past year, Gatlin represented Oklahoma in Louisville, Kentucky at the National Extemporaneous Public Speech Contest. And along the way, he found his passion.
Because in preparing for extemporaneous public speaking, I realized how much of a passion I have for agricultural policy and public policy. And it helped me kind of tap into that passion that I had for public policy and realize what I wanted to do in life.
And Gatlin says wearing the blue and gold jacket of the FFA over the last few years has been a life-changing experience.
I feel confident in my abilities. I feel confident in what the FFA has given me and taught me, as well as the relationships I've created along the way. So it's given me a sense of pride in who I am.
A story of success through FFA in Gatlin Squires. These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us. Kurt Pate is one of the leading cattle handling trainers in North America. Hails from Wyoming, and he was in Oklahoma this last week, helping train some folks, young and old, in what he calls effective stockmanship. And along the way, he said you've also got to make sure what you're doing seems right to the consumer.
One thing you mentioned, you mentioned this idea that it needs to be acceptable to the consumer. How does that element enter into what you're trying to teach?
Well, we are in an age of people really think about what they eat. And if we can't look them in the eye and tell them that we are giving them what they require and what they want, I don't believe it's going to work. They're going to go other places to find something to eat. So as a beef producer, I want to be able to go to church or do a football game, and I want to be able to look my friends in the eye and shake their hand and say, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that these animals are raised in a way that you think is all right.
And being properly treated, in other words.
Properly treated, and that's kind of an opinion thing. And the problem that we have is so many people look at our cattle, our livestock, the way they'd look at their dog that is over-pampered or the cat that can't go outside. And so a lot of the things that they're trying to get us to do that they think is right, if you're a livestock man or woman that's grown up around livestock, some of the things that works for a spoiled dog are not the proper things to do for an animal that's been raised outside all his life. Right. So we've got to communicate to these folks that we are doing the right thing, and we got to show them some things that we can do to make life better.
Kurt Pate says it's all about teaching cattle the right expectations. And he says that may or may not include something that a lot of folks like to embrace, this idea of low-stress cattle handling.
Well, low-stress is a term. And, I hear so many different things, and that's a great term. That's a term that the industry likes. That's a term that the consumer likes. But if you don't have the skills to back up low-stress, then what does it mean? So what I'm saying is I don't care what you call it. Make sure it's effective. A lot of times when people... they think being a good handler is just slowing down. And I think that creates more problems sometimes than going too fast. If you have a bunch of cattle that you haven't put enough pressure on and they turn back and run over the top of you, and you've taught them not to go up the chute, now you've got to put so much more pressure on those animals to get them up that chute that it's almost abusive. Where if I'd have put a little more pressure on them and not been so low stress but effective, I'd have created an animal that went up there, got on the truck, calm and quiet, rather than having to go up and down the alley 14 times.
Kurt Pate on effective stockmanship. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limb Flex production sale Saturday, May 2nd at the ranch at Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock and features 50 purebred and limb flex pairs, 25 purebred and limb flex spring calving cows, and 10 purebred and limb flex show heifer prospects. The ranch is 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. For more information or a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.